So this is an answer and question session. It won't take but a second here. Everything that people ask has already been asked like 1,000 times, not even on YouTube, but previous platforms and stuff. Somebody did ask a good question about what's the difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. Well, a person who's under head knowledge, they're pretty much still under law. They're trying to be good enough by the works of the law instead of resting in Jesus. You know, they'll have like a guilt complex, and they'll still be struggling with trying to be good enough or whatever. And the head knowledge versus heart knowledge is kind of like if two people are shacked up together, some man and woman living together, they're not married, they really don't love each other, and they're really not committed to each other. They're just shacked up. They really don't care about each other. They're really not committed, you know. What's another example? Another example of that would be, let's see. Head knowledge versus heart knowledge. Let me put this on hold. I had another example. So Nicodemus went to Jesus, and he was religious, right? He was religious. He followed all the religious. He said the right thing. He hung out with the right people and all that stuff. But he didn't understand born again. You know, he wasn't born from above. And Jesus would tell him parables, and he wouldn't understand. Can a man go back into his womb, in the mother's womb? He just couldn't understand the parables. You know, a person who's born again can hear you. They can hear you. If you're born again, the other born agains can hear you. There's other examples. I'll probably think of one before I finish. But a born-again person versus a religious person is a whole different ball game. The religious person's just fake. They're not real. They're just fake. They're like, here's a good example. It's kind of like an AI program. So you call somebody on the phone and talk to them, and it's real. It feels real. But if you talk to an AI robot, it doesn't feel real. They're just like an AI flesh mind robot. They have the right answers, but it's not really a part of them. It's kind of like if you do a simulation. Let's say you want to fly an airplane, and you sit in a simulation chamber to fly an airplane. You haven't actually flown the airplane. It's just a simulation. It's not the real experience, you know. The other thing that came up, somebody asked me about a channel. Really, you already know the answer. If somebody questions a channel, there's a reason. If the channel is mocking sin and making fun of sin and saying that sin's okay, and I've had this 1,000 times. Their channels will pop up and they'll say, faith alone and Jesus alone, and then they'll mock sin and say, I'm getting drunk, or I'm smoking marijuana, I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to get drunk, and they're mocking sin. That's a fake channel. They're just trying to make faith alone look bad. They're actually agents to try to make the faith alone people look bad. It repeats over and over. Something else. So if you get under an attack by the dark side, you just have to remember you're under the blood, and you have to renew your mind. And like Charles Stanley said one time, he said, if somebody tries to trip you up with the word and question the word, just dig back into the word, because they really can't stop you. If you have the spirit of truth, God is going to lead you into all truth. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. So there's three questions right there. A person who's got head knowledge but not heart knowledge, they're just religious and they follow rules instead of just walking in the spirit. A channel that's questionable, the reason you're questioning it is because the Holy Spirit's telling you, hey, something ain't right about that channel. And the third thing was, if you're under attack by a witch, I wouldn't fear it. I would just claim the blood and stay in the word, and you're going to win, you know. You will win because you're already saved. You're already, it's already finished. Jesus paid it all.